Yeah, I mean, that pretty much describes it. It's just the roller coaster of you know, emotions, just kind of trying to find my place wherever I'm at, and just trying to make the best opportunity that I can whenever I get the ball, and just trying to, you know, make my family proud, Hawaii proud, and just kind of do everything I can whenever my name's called.
Well, you mentioned making Hawaii proud. So, I mean, I'd love to get your thoughts on the history of Hawaiian baseball and also just the amount of camaraderie that comes with Hawaiian players around the league.
Yeah, I mean, it's a small island. Everyone pretty much knows everyone that comes out of the island just because we know how tough it is to make it out of there. It's just one of those things where, you know, it's a small island, and in order to make it out, you kind of got to, I guess, do more than that needs to be done compared to, you know, other players that are out here in the States with more exposure. And, you know, when the players do make it out of Hawaii, we're proud of it because we know how hard it is. And it's just been awesome to see all the guys before me, all the guys that are currently, you know, getting drafted out of college, high school. We're just something that we're proud of. We're just proud to be from Hawaii. It's just one of those things that we carry with us every time, you know, we play sports.
Well, you think Hawaii, you think tropics, you think, right, warm weather year round, but where does baseball rank in terms of, like, popularity on the island?
I would say it's getting up there. You know, it's been football for a while. You know, a lot of football players come out of there, but now a lot of Hawaii baseball players are, you know, going to big colleges, making a name for themselves there. And it's just been one of those things where, you know, you're from Hawaii and you want to show everyone else in the States what Hawaii baseball can do. And it's just one of those things that you're super proud of, and you just want to make sure that the people after you are, you know, they keep trying to fight and show everyone what Hawaii can do.
Well, you wear number 50 for the state of Hawaii. Bene Agbayani wore 50 when he was here with the Mets for Hawaii. What is your relationship like with him?
It's good. We talk here and there. Went to the same high school, same college, drafted by the Rockies. And just one of those things where he's the kind of a guy that, you know, I look up to just in terms of his journey. We're both from the same place. We kind of have a similar path. He's just one of those guys that embodies Hawaii baseball. You know, he's not going to be the biggest guy on the field, but he's going to show you that he has a huge heart and he'll fight no matter what the circumstances are.
Outside of Benny, did you have a favorite player from Hawaii growing up?
I think in high school, I mostly knew of, like, Brandon League. Mm-hmm. He played for the Dodgers. I think the first time I met him was at the Mets stadium when I was in college. And, I mean, same for him, too. He went to St. Louis, same high school I went to. So it's just one of those things where you have that common ground together and you just want to make everyone proud in that sort of sense.
Rico, appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.